Hey, this is Dan Oxbow, Discovery Channel team, back at the Tour de France for stage 6 on the road to Nantes. Following the finish of the stage yesterday, there was a long, long transfer with a big amount of traffic to our hotel in a tiny little town just off the course this morning. It took 2+ hours to get there. The riders actually didn't arrive to the hotel until about 8:30 last night, which was actually awfully late for a Tour de France stage, and dinner followed, obviously, and it was straight to bed, but it was a long, long day. There was a transfer to the start, and then, of course, the drive and the ride to the finish line, and then topped off with another 200-plus-K transfer, almost about 150. It just seemed like it took forever. It's another windy and cold day here at the Tour. There's a bit of rain happening now, and also the skies are pretty black all around, and it seems it's rained almost every single day this year but one of the Tour, and we're all waiting for the heat wave to hit. It happened once a handful of days ago, but it's back to being cold and windy. There's a big tailwind again today, as the riders still go the same way they did yesterday, heading east into Nancy, and there's a couple of climbs on the course today. There's Category 4 climbs, so we're not particularly sure if it's going to be another sprint finish or perhaps more of a kind of chancers breakaway group that may go up the road. But again, we'll do the necessary work we have to do to maintain the jersey and to keep the dangerous riders close. But basically, as the race is heading towards Germany, Jens Voigt, a very popular rider with CSC and a German, as we talk about him attacking, he's up there in the GC. But George Hincapie, who's second in the GC, is sort of marking Jens. So if Jens goes up the road, George may go up the road as well. And then it'd be interesting to see if that break sticks, because then if that break did stick, George would then take over yellow. But that's pure speculation on our part. But we do know that George is going to mark Jens Voigt today and even tomorrow as we get closer to Germany. And the fact that a German wants to win in Germany, obviously there's a big motivation factor for him. But we've got our cards marked as well. Hey, we'll check back again when the stage finishes in Nancy. I'll be up the finish line to see if Lance can hang on to the jersey. And for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.